So what happened when Jesus died, right? We understand that Jesus finished everything. And like I said, this may sound real basic to you, but I think it's kind of important to go over the basics of this and to really understand how this works, right? Jesus died. We understand that he finished everything. We always talk about Jesus finished work and he provided everything, and everything was done at the cross, right? And also how God provided everything he'd ever want to give us or provide us was through Jesus at the cross, right? Well, the first step after what Jesus did is for us to receive what he did, right? That's like the next step that comes after that. But when you receive what Jesus did, you receive every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies. Ephesians chapter 1 says, you're free to put that verse up if you'd like. Ephesians chapter 1 says that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. Spiritual is referring to unseen, okay? 2 Corinthians says that the word spiritual is referring to the unseen. So you can say God has given us every unseen blessing in the heavenlies. And I believe in the heavenlies is talking about in your body. Okay, because later on in the same chapter, he says that the inheritance is actually in the saints. And also, there are various different parts of the Bible where it refers to inside of you as the heavenlies, like a heavenly place, right? Because heaven is actually on the inside of you. It's actually referred to in the Old Testament and the New Testament, all through the Bible, as inside of you is referred to as heaven, okay? Kind of like, I just liken to like when you have like a, what is it called? An ambassador, an embassy, like in a different country, but it's actually still that plot of land is considered, you know, the United States or whatever, even though it's within another country. It's the same thing, like on the inside of you. It actually is the country, heaven. Anyway, to get off that, but every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies is given to you. So what happens is what Jesus did provide everything, and you have, as a believer, if you've believed in Jesus, you've received everything. But it doesn't automatically manifest, right? So it goes from Jesus having provided everything, then you receive it, but it's only spiritual. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies or in heavenly places. So that aspect of the finished work of Jesus is really, really, really important. The reason why it's really important is because this is why Christians many times will say that Jesus finished everything. No one's going to argue with you if someone says Jesus finished everything. No one in the church is going to say, no, he didn't, okay? But don't be fooled that means they understand the finished work, because they'll contradict it in the very next breath by asking God to do something or whatever it is, right? Or, I'm not sure if this is God's will. You ask them, is it God's will for every single Christian to be filthy, filthy rich? And they'll say, oh, I don't know. That depends on what he desires for you, what God's plan is for your life. Like, his plan is different for each and every Christian, which is not true, right? We're all being conformed into the same image from glory to glory. But, right, so they'll contradict it right in the next breath. God's will for each and every believer can't be different, obviously, right? If we're all receiving from the same finished work. Right. So anyway, the finished work of Jesus, when it's given to you, it's not given to you visibly. It's spiritual. So that's how, you know, people will say, well, how can you say Jesus did everything and I'm still going through this? Because it's spiritual first. But that word first is really important. The first step after what Jesus did is that you receive it in the spirit, in the unseen realm, inside of you. Heaven and every single, you are like God right now. Okay, anyone that's offended by this is being offended at the finished work of Jesus. You are as God is. God has no more power over this universe than you do. God doesn't have a single ounce of authority or power or mastery over this entire universe than you do sitting in your chair right now. And we can feel very humble compared to God, but then that's not really being one with them the way that Jesus prayed in John 17. And you're not giving Jesus props for his finished work then. I'm not giving you props because you never had this and you could never have this of your own. We didn't deserve this. We didn't, you know, have any worthiness of our own to receive this. I'm giving props to the finished work of Jesus. But God has no more authority over the universe and no more power than you do right now. He shared it all with you through the finished work of Jesus, all of it. And you think, well, I don't really walk through my day thinking of myself as that big, you know, and that powerful, like one with God and all of his power. Again, I'm not saying it's your own, but that's true. And the reason why we wouldn't think of ourselves that way, and again, this is not a self-esteem thing, right? I'm giving props to the finished work of Jesus. The reason why we wouldn't think of ourselves as obtaining these things, though, is one big reason is the fact that it's unseen. So you wouldn't know it unless God told you. Because it's, what do you receive? Every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. The thing with the word hope, which I'll try to speed this up here, the thing with the word hope that's so important is that if you listen to the first part of this, which is posted online, if you haven't listened to it yet, I encourage you to re-listen to it, is the fact that Jesus said, if you believe, you will see. That's talking about your physical eyes. You will see the glory of God. That's hope, okay? So if you believe, so this is how it works, right? Your initial belief in Jesus grants you all the finished work of Jesus, but in the spirit, unseen, inside of you. As you continue to believe the Lord and you continue to learn who you are in Christ and everything that you already have, if you believe these things, what happens? What's the third step now? First step is finished work of Jesus. Second step is you receiving it by faith in the spirit. Third step is what? If you continue to believe, you will see. It means that it's now made visible. The Bible says about faith, it's basically what Jesus said. When Jesus said, if you believe, you will see the glory of God. In the beginning of Hebrews 11, it says faith is the substance, right? Like something you can touch, tangible, is the substance of things you hope for, the evidence of things not seen. Just to touch on that last part, it's saying that faith makes evident what? The things you cannot see right now. Faith will take what's unseen as you learn who you are in Christ and make it evident, evidence, visible. That's what Jesus said, right? If you believe, you will see it. And that's where hope comes in. That I'll reiterate, hope is an expectation. This is the biblical definition of hope, is that is the knowledge, really, the expectation that as I understand the Lord, I will see the glory of God in my life visibly. Whether or not you always know what you're looking at is actually the glory of God working through you, that means you will see the results of all that's on the inside of you. As you believe, God wants us to have an expectation that if he says when you believe you'll see the glory of God, then God wants you to have the expectation that if I believe the Lord, his power is working in me. And I will see the visible, physical results of it. This is where, you know, the church doesn't understand how all that works, right? They don't understand that they have everything in their spirit and they have all these spiritual blessings in the unseen, and that's how you can say you're all these things. That's how you can claim you have all these things, even if you don't see an ounce of it right now, because you know it's in the unseen. But you know that every believer has some degree of faith. They have some degree of understanding of who they are in Christ, even if it's very small. Especially for us here who are really growing and pursuing the knowledge of Jesus to understand who we are and what we have now as a result of the finished work. When you believe, the Bible says you will see the glory of God. That means that it should put an expectation in you that your life visibly is changing. And you should expect that, you know, I'm not talking about expecting a particular result or within a particular time frame, unless you're really sure that God has really given you some very clear guidance on a particular time frame. I wouldn't get into the time frame, and I wouldn't get into trying to expect a certain result and making things up like that, because what happens is then when you set a standard for yourself in your own mind, you don't meet your own standard, your conscience ends up feeling disappointed because you missed your own standard. If you just don't do that and you just say, you know what, Lord? Again, unless the Lord gives you a word or guidance on something, that's fine then, right? But my point is that if Jesus says, if you believe, all those unseen stuff will become seen. Remember, you already have it. You already are these things. You're not becoming something more. But if you believe, it's just going to be made visible. Then how wouldn't we have an expectation that if we all understand Jesus to some extent, and especially for those who are growing in this and pursuing and listening to the Lord and meditating on his word and understanding this more and more, how would it not be right then to have an expectation, I'm going to see this manifest in my life? And even if you don't recognize the glory of God working in your life, as you're growing in the Lord, the power of God is in fact working in you. And that expectation, that hope, is something God wants every single believer to have. Hope is not the same thing as faith, right? Faith is seeing the unseen, right? Can we all just maybe say that, even if it's mumbled because we don't talk very loud when we're sitting out in the congregation here, I understand. We're like a little bit of a more shy, let me not say that. We're not used to talking once we're sitting down here. Can we say that, though? Faith is seeing the unseen. Faith is seeing the unseen, right? So that's what faith is. And hope, first, let me come up with the short definition of that. Hope is expecting that it will be seen. Ready? Hope is expecting that it will be seen. So faith is seeing the unseen. So faith is recognizing you have it now, before it's ever manifest. Faith is knowing it will manifest in me as I believe. Faith and hope. At some point, The Bible says that hope is going to pass away, okay? Because hope, you won't have to expect anything to be revealed anymore once it's fully revealed in you, right? So sooner or later, every believer will stop. That expectation has an expiration date. That expectation of things being, that, oh, like the expectation we're talking about right now, that I will see this, it will be manifest. At some point, you won't have to do that anymore because there will be nothing left to manifest. And at some point, you won't have to have faith anymore because there will be no point in belief. Your belief of what you have will no longer be seeing the unseen because it will be seen. Okay? Listening to this again would be a good thing. But just to reiterate this, there's more to say about this, but just in this short time that we have, I think it's an important thing to understand. Jesus did everything, and when you receive it, it gets put in you. You have all of this. Like I said, you are no less than who God is right now. That's thanks to Jesus, so you can thank Jesus for that if you're a believer. You are no less than God is, okay? You have everything the Father has. And that's a reality, but it's just, you just can't see it immediately. But what happens? When you believe, you'll see the glory of God. So faith is seeing the unseen, and hope is expecting that it will be seen, right? And let me kind of close with this. Not everybody has this hope, okay? Not everybody in the world can just say, oh, I expect that all the things of God will be seen in my life. And the reason for that, obviously, is because, first of all, they don't have it on the inside of them. But hope, expecting that something will be seen in your life is only for those who believe. Jesus didn't say, you will see the glory of God. He said, if you believe, you'll see the glory of God. Now, if you believe is applicable to obviously every single believer to a small extent, the very least. Unfortunately, in the church today, we don't know who we are in Christ. We genuinely don't know what we have. That's why most people would probably be offended by me saying that God has no more authority over this universe than you do. Not even a little bit. No more authority over all the things in this universe than you do. You have every bit of authority over all things and all power. You have that omnipotence that we talk that God has, that we only owe to God, supposedly, in the church today. Well, what the heck did Jesus do? Whose power do you have? The Father's power. That's what Jesus provided you. So you have all the omnipotence that God has. That's a sharing. That's what you have. And you can feel confident in that, and you have a surety for that. But it goes to show you the offense that we would take at that. It just goes to show you that we don't know what we have in Christ. We really don't understand that. And anyway, my point initially was just the fact that you will see the glory of God is not applicable to everybody. It's only applicable to those who believe. If you believe, you'll see the glory of God. So it's not just that everybody's just gonna has this hope in them, or can have this hope in them. It's only if you know the Lord. And obviously, if you continue in that, because there's a lot of people that initially know the Lord and then they stop, you know, parable of the seed and the sower. But if you believe and you continue in that, you can expect that you'll see the glory of God. And you know, even for believers that aren't growing very much in their knowledge because they just don't care to grow very much in their knowledge, they're pretty much content with what they know. And for whatever reason, I don't know why that is, you know, just deceit. Even they, at some point, will see the full thing, right? When Jesus comes back, everything's going to get revealed when Jesus comes back. The Bible says we'll see him as he is in that day. And because everyone will see him as he is, everything will get revealed. But we don't have to wait for that day. If you believe, you'll see the glory of God. That's a hope that every believer can have in their hearts. And I think it's a pretty cool thing. Like I said, there's so much more you can say about the word hope and defining that. But I think that's a pretty good spot to stop on. Faith is seeing the unseen. And if you're asking, oh, where's that in the Bible? You know, because you don't want to just take that definition just because I'm telling you. How do you know that what I'm telling you is the truth, that faith is seeing the unseen? How do you not know that I'm maybe off on that? Well, if you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, you can see that. And you can compare some verses. He talks about seeing the unseen, and then he calls that faith later on in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And again, the definition of the word hope, you can actually look in the Luke chapter, John chapter 11, actually, I think is where it says that if you believe, you'll see the glory of God. And also Romans chapter 8 is where he says that we hope for what we do not see. Right? See? So our expectation is not that we're going to get something. We already have it all. We're only hoping that we will see it. We're only expecting that we will see it because you already got it. You're only expecting that you'll see it because you've already got it. You're not expecting, you shouldn't expect to be any more than you are right now. You shouldn't expect for God's love to be demonstrated to you any more than you have it right now. You have the love of God on the inside of you. You got home on the inside of you. You're not expecting to get any more of that. You're not expecting to become any more like God. You're not expecting to become any more like Jesus. You're not expecting to come into any more favor with the Father. All that's given to you. Right now, right here today, you have all of that. You're only expecting that as you believe, it'll be more and more seen and visible in your life, not just to you, but to all the Gentiles in this world. Everybody will look at you and recognize that God's with that person, and that will just happen more and more and more as you grow in your knowledge of Jesus.